أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten the rows of Hadhrat Salmani Jiga. Please ensure mobile phones are turned off. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Inshallah, after the remaining salah, after the remaining dua, we will have our annual seerah conference. Inshallah, after the remaining dua, we will have our annual seerah conference. Inshallah, we have bayans, talks, which will take place from now till Isha. We have nasheeds, Quran tilawat, and different things which will take place in our itinerary. So inshallah, everyone is requested to participate. Those people who have not yet made their way to the masjid, please make their way to the masjid inshallah, so that they can participate in the program. And inshallah, after Isha Salah, we have food which has been arranged. So all the brothers, sisters, inshallah, please stay behind and partake of the food before you go. Inshallah, bisa inshallah, hamari seerat conference shuru ho jayegi, ki aagaz ho jayegi. To saathiyon se guzarish hai ki isme zarur shirkat farmaye. Abhi se lekar inshallah Isha namaz tak ye musalsal chalega. اور عشاء نماز کے بعد انشاءاللہ کھانے کا بھی انتظام کی گئی ہے تو ساتھ ہی سب ساتھ انشاءاللہ ضرور کھانے میں بھی شرکت کر کے انشاءاللہ جائے. جزاکم اللہ خیرا. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. صلى الله عليه وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ورحمة الله. That we can just switch between the two. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في الكلام المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers, elders, my young friends. Through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, we this year gather together for our fifth annual Seerah conference. Before we start, can I kindly request, unless you have a medical condition or an elderly gentleman, please can brothers avoid leaning on the walls, inshallah. Try and come closer. Inshallah, we'll benefit more from the program in this manner. Whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have a speech or a gathering, the Sahaba would come very, very close and they would sit tightly together, and this is the way you take greater benefit, inshallah. And when there's gaps, the same way in our rows, in salah, we've been instructed not to keep gaps in our rows because shaitan comes into those gaps and the hearts become divided. So similarly, when we sit together in a majlis, in a gathering, we should always try and sit together. Unless we have a medical condition, we should try our best to avoid leaning. So as I was saying, my dear respected brothers, elders, young friends, this Seerah conference that we have every year, you know, we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from us first of all, and we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to for these programs to continue, and inshallah for there to be more and more programs that we can benefit from, that we can connect with, we can connect to the masjid due to these programs, and that we can learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learn about His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and create in our hearts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through these programs, inshallah. Say Ameen, everyone. So the purpose of having these programs is this very point that I've just mentioned. That although we as Muslims are supposed to 24 hours around the clock, we are supposed to have the same great level of love and respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but unfortunately we fall short. And because we fall short in this, we keep these programs to remind ourselves that the greatness of Allah ta'ala, the greatness of His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, mashallah, we have a few guest speakers who have come today. We have people who will be doing talks, our respected ulama who will be delivering talks. We have a respected Qari Sahib who's come all the way from Bolton to deliver some qiraat in front of yourself. And we have Nasheed artists who will also be attending. And mashallah, respected Mawlana Abdul Raqib Sahib can hear, mashallah. He is going to combine between his Nasheed and his Bayan and everything, inshallah. But one thing we need to understand, that the Sunnah is very, very important. Following the Sunnah is no light matter. Following the practices of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is no small thing. It's a great honor that Allah ta'ala gives us the ability to follow the Sunnah. And not only that, those people who are the pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know that without following the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the dot, every single precise action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will never be able to reach the high levels of sainthood and closeness to Allah ta'ala. They know this. Many incidents we find in the lives of the pious predecessors, how much, how seriously they took this concept of following the sunnah. We say sunnah, sunnah. For them it wasn't sunnah, for them it was wajib. For them you had to do it. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great scholars of India, when he was very, very unwell and he was not, you know, conscious enough that he could speak or communicate. However, he was lying down and one of his students, they tried to take off his socks that he was wearing, his leather socks. So they started with his right foot. Tried to pull it from his right foot. He was half unconscious. He couldn't articulate, he couldn't speak, but he kept moving his foot away. He kept moving his foot away. So the person is trying to take the sock off, and he thinks, why Shaykh keep moving his sock away? And then Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the son of Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, passes by. And so the Khadim says, I'm trying to take his socks off, he's not letting me. Hazrat straight away says, which foot are you starting with? So the Khadim realizes, you know, in a rush he probably wouldn't have done it on purpose, but he realizes in a rush, I was trying to take his sock off from his right foot, he wasn't allowing it, although he is not in his senses, he still cannot entertain the fact that any action that would take place from his body that would happen would be against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many stories I was just reading, not to prepare for the program, but just reading, and subhanAllah, one of the great saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, and this was the Shaykh of Mirza Mazhar Jane Jana rahmatullahi alayhi, great saint of India, Shaykh Nuruddin Budyanwi rahmatullahi alayhi. He mentions that there was a time in my life when I entered the toilet with my right foot. He said, because of this, for 3 years, I did not progress in my spirituality at all. Subhanallah, imagine this. One sunnah, which we take so lightly. The pious people, they take the sunnah to be wajib and fard. Because they realize that if a person undermines, disrespects, disregards a sunnah of Allah's Habib, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala will deprive them of all spiritual bounties and treasures. Allah Ta'ala will deprive them of all the beauties of this religion. I was just reading about Alamgir Sultan, rahmatullahi alayhi. Alamgir Sultan was one of the great Mughal emperors. He had an ustad whose name was Mullah Jeevan. And Mullah Jeevan is known in the Dars-e-Nizami for having written some very advanced books, textbooks. So Mullah Jeevan, once Alamgir rahmatullahi alayhi, he did all of his practices, spiritual practices at night. And he was a very pious king, Mughal emperor. And when he was going to sleep, he said, Mullah Jeevan rahmatullahi was his ustad, and Mullah Jeevan was there. He said, ustad, I can't go to sleep when the room is pitch black. I need the lights to be turned on. He said, I'm so worried, how will I sleep in my qabr? How will I sleep in my grave? I cannot go sleep in this dunya, I have to have some light on in my room. What will happen in my qabr? And because of this, he couldn't sleep. Alamgir rahmatullahi was a king, an emperor of the Mughal Empire, yet he was such a pious personality. Mullah Jeevan rahmatullahi says, don't worry. You will sleep absolutely fine, inshallah. Says, why? Says, since the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been buried into the ground has become filled with noor. Only those people are deprived of this beautiful light which is in the ground who used to stay away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will not see it, experience it. So otherwise, as soon as the earth made contact with the blessed jasad and body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it became filled with nur. So you will sleep comfortably in beautiful light. Subhanallah, I read this thinking, Ya Allah, Allah Ta'ala make me from them. And I make dua, Allah Ta'ala make us all from them. So mashallah, we have all our guest speakers here. I don't want to delay. Inshallah, we will commence the program. So as always, any program which we have, we commence with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I request everyone to listen very, very carefully to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will be recited in a melodious manner by our respected Qari Maqbool Sahib. So without any further ado, I'd like to call Qari Sahib to come forward and perform a tilawat of the Qur'an, inshallah. Thank you.
السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد صدق الله رسوله رؤيا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا والذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا محمد رسول الله محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء رحماء بينهم ترعهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون من الله ورضوانا محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل يعجب الزرع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات صالحات منهن مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. وعد الله الذين آمنوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجر عظيما. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللا آخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. وأما ربك فحدث.
For that very powerful recitation of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a true attachment with the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all lovers of the Quran, reciters of the Quran, propagators of the message of the Quran. A few ayat, very, very powerful ayat. Our Hafsa recited very beautifully and very powerfully. Inshallah, without any further ado, I'd like to call forward my beloved friend Mawlana Abdul Raqib Sahib from Hyde to come forward, and he will be delivering a short rendition of some couplets of poetry from the famous Qasida Burda of Imam al-Busiri rahmatullahi alayh. I will leave it to our respected Mawlana Sahib to explain very briefly the importance or the virtue of this Burda Sharif, and inshallah Mawlana will deliver a few verses from the Jazakallahu khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, I would like to say Jazakallah khair to our respected Imam Sahib and the whole Masjid committee for inviting me here today. May aap sabse shukr guzar hum, ana mashkurun lakum. May Allah bless you all. It's nice to see everybody here. It's a nice big gathering. I was here last year as well for the Sira conference, and it's a wonderful experience and wonderful pleasure to be here again for this year's Sira conference. My brothers, the topic which the respected Imam Sahib gave me is to talk a little about Qasida Burda. قصیدہ پڑھتا یہ واحد ماہن میرے ہاتھ میں جو کتاب ہے یہ حضرت مولانا شیخ عبد الرحیم صاحب کی کتاب ہے. سو اٹس اے شرح آن دی قصیدہ پڑھتا of Al-Imam Al-Busiri, which the noble Sheikh has done. So I'll talk a little bit about it, and I will recite the kalam to you, inshallah, the hamd to you, and you will join in with me as well. It's called Qasida Burda for one of the two reasons, because firstly, Burda means chadar, it means shawl, like the Kashmiri shawl. Those who know, it's got a lot of work on it, it's got embroidery on it, it's got a lot of pearls on it, it's very heavy. So the same way the Kashmiri shawl is heavy with embroideries, the very same way this poem has been embroidered with beautiful couplets. And the second reason, which is the most famous reason, is because of the dream which Al-Imam Al-Busiri had. Imam Al-Busiri, the author, the writer of the poetry, the composer, he was very poorly, very bimar. He was paralyzed on his left side, he was bedridden. And every night before he used to go to sleep, he used to, with his right hand, write some poetry in madh, in love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he would finish and put his pen away, put the poetry, the qasida, under his pillow and go sleep. So one night, he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his dream. And Rasulullah says to him, Busiri, wo kalam par, wo sher par, read that poetry. He said, which one, Ya Rasulullah, wrote so many? You see, Busiri, he used to write poetry. He used to write poetry for the sultans, he used to write poetry for the leaders and the umara, until he became very poorly. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his dream, and he tells him, wo jo khairul khalqi kullihimi wo par. So subhanAllah, he recited from the very first verse. Total number of verses is 160. He just reached to number 51. And he was reading and he was saying, فَمَبْلَغُ الْعِلْمِ أَنَّهُ بَشَرٌ. And he stopped. Rasulullah knew, so he said to him, Busiru or paro, continue, continue. And then he read, and then he recited, خَيْرُ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ مَوْلَايَ صَلِّهُ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبِكَ خَيْرِ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Busiri, صَدَّقْتَ تُنِي سَجْ فَرْمَيَا هَا سَيَّا I am خَيْرُ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. And he woke up. Subhanallah. This was his karama. Al-karamatu haqqun. This was his karama. He woke up and he was miraculously cured. Subhanallah. Some people make ishkal on this ilaj of Al-Imam Al-Busiri. Rather in Sir A'lam Al-Nubala of Imam Al-Dhahabi, he has an account of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, who when he was a child, he was blind. His mother, very worried, crying day and night, making and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She falls asleep, she sees in her dream Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abu al-Anbiya, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam says to Ya hadhihi, قَدْ رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ إِبْنِكِ بَصَرَهُ لِكَثَرَةِ دُعَائِكِ وَكَثَرَةِ بُكَائِكِ. Oh lady, you're crying so much. Allah has heard your prayer and Allah has returned the sight of your son Bukhari back to him due to the excessive crying of yours. She woke up, Imam al-Bukhari, he's cured again. His eyesight is there. So it's not something new that Imam al-Busiri, he was cured from his illness through this miracle, this karama. Imam al-Busiri, rahmatullahi alayhi, you know, back then, in those times, people used to write poetry. It used to be about women. This is called tashbib, where they used to read poetry, make poetry about the body shape of the woman or the love of the lady, etc. Things like this. Imam al-Busiri, what he did, he didn't go that direction. Rather, he has 10 fusools, 10 chapters in his Qasida Muhammadiyah. And his very first chapter is on Shakul Gharam, where a complaint of love, this complaint of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was born in 608 Hijri, And he passed away at the age of 88 in Iskandariya al-Masr in Egypt. This is where he had passed away. And many others used to also write poetry in madh, in respect and praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, in the time of the Prophet, mushrikeen, they used to do hiju. Hiju is satire. Make poetry satiring the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ka'b bin Malik garo. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I will make hiju against them." He said, "Nay, thum beto." Abdullah ibn Rawaha garob. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I will make poetry against them." He said, "Thum bi beto." Hasan kublaw. Hasan bin Thabit radiyallahu an. Allahu akbar. You know Hasan radiyallahu an. He's the same one who did the poetry. Wa Hasan min kalam taraqatu aini. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. No eye has ever seen a being, a creature more beautiful than you. No woman has ever given birth to a child or a human more beautiful than you. The Hasan. So Hasan radiallahu anhu, he had mastery in his poetry. So he used to give it back to them. You know how in our zaman, I would probably call it rap battle. Is it rap battle where you roast one another? I say some rap and I roast you and you roast me back, something like that. In their zamana, it was like this. In poetry, skillful poetry. He was so good. He was so good, he used to dismantle the mushrikeen that the Prophet ﷺ had to say to him, "Hasan, take it easy. Take it easy on Quraysh. My nasab is from them too." Allahu Akbar. So that's how lethal he was in his poetry. But main point is that we are talking about Qasida Muhammadiyya, Qasida Burda. Inshallah, I will share it with you. I'll recite some. There's been more than 150 shuruhat on Qasida Muhammadiyya in this Qasida Burda. And Al Imam Al Busiri wasn't just a standard poet, he was Hafiz, he was Alim, he was knowledgeable. And this type of poetry, this language is so powerful. In Dars-e-Nizami, this type of kalam is studied. Alhamdulillah, we had the good fortune of studying every single bayt, every single sha'r, every single poetry with our noble Ustad Shaykhun Al-Fadil Mawlana Abdul Rahim, Hafidhahullah. So inshallah, I will read to you a little bit from page number 64. This is Qasida the Mimiya. Sheikh said, isko kaha jata hai Qasida Mimiya. Why? Because every single line begins with Muhammadun, Muhammadun. This is a skill. Take a look at it, inshallah. Do join in with me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Muhammadun ashraful a'rabi wal ajami. Muhammadun khayru man yamshi ala qadamin. محمد باسط المعروف جامعه محمد صاحب الإحسان والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد تاج رسل الله قطبة محمد صادق الأقوال والكلم محمد ثابت الميثاق حافظه محمد طيب الأخلاق والشيام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد رويت بالنور طينته محمد لم يزل نورا من القدم محمد حكيم بالعدل ذو شرف محمد معدن الإنعام والحكم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد دينه حق ندين به محمد خير رسل الله كلهم محمد ذكره روح لأنفسنا
الله محمد اس کی ذکر ہماری روح کے لیے انفس ہے ہماری روح کے لیے ایک خوشبو ہے اللہ اکبر محمد remembrance of محمد for our souls is peace tranquility is calming for our souls اللہ اکبر
محمد ذکره روح لأنفسنا محمد مجملا حقا على العالم محمد شكره فرد على الأمم محمد كاشف الغمات والظلام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
جزاكم الله خير صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام عليكم
JazakAllahu khairan to our respected Mawlana Abdul Raqib sir for the very beautiful rendition of the Qasida Mimiya of Imam Al-Busiri rahmatullahi alayh. Very powerful. I did ask Mawlana to explain into a bit more, mashallah, Mawlana explain the background behind it. Allah Ta'ala accept his recital. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the true and sincere love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without any further ado, I'd like to call our respected Mona Adam Sab forward. Mona Adam Sab is going to deliver a short talk as well in regards to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the importance of following the Sunnah.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته In our life as a Muslim there are two very important rights that we as Muslims need to fulfill One is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal and the other is the right of our fellow humans. When it comes to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very simply put, is that whenever the opportunity to carry out any disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we abstain from that disobedience. And whenever the opportunity to carry out any obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we try our best to carry out that obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the second aspect of our religion, which is often neglected, is حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ, fulfilling the rights of fellow humans. So because this is the seerah conference of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is important to understand this concept of Islam in the light of the seerah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because time is very short, so I will go straight into the topic. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to حقوق العباد, placed paramount importance and placed a lot of importance into fulfilling this section of deen. One thing you need to understand is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the leader of the anbiya, the leader of mankind. So when a person has the post of leadership, then at times he is neglectful with regards to fulfilling the rights of his subordinates, those of people who are underneath him. But when he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the example is different. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to one narration, he was making the sufuf, the lines for battle. And once he was making the sufuf, the lines for battle, then it was very important that the lines were very straight, like how we stand in salah. So he was checking the lines, he was going across the line to check if the lines was very straight. One Sahabi was slightly forward, ahead of the line. So when he was ahead of the line, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went past him, and ta'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulan fi batnihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with either his arrow, he poked the Sahaba in his stomach to signal to him that get back into line. The Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qad awja'tani, you have hurt me. You have hurt me. So look where the scene is. It's right in front of the battlefield. The enemy is behind, and it's not the time for petty issues according to us. Very petty issue. I just prodded someone. I took out my pen, I took out my miswak, and I prodded someone. So petty issues. How much hurt would you get from that there? But the Sahabi said that there. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this state, what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his garment and he said that just like how I have hurt you, then you take retribution back. You take revenge back. Because why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Because on the day of Qiyamah, I don't want it to be that Allah asked me that you hurt one of your students, you hurt one of your subordinates, you hurt somebody who was inferior to you, and you think you can get away with it. But on the day of Qiyamah, nobody gets away with these kind of things. So you pay back, you take revenge back. But the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu kissed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, that's the only reason I did it. So my dear brothers, the reason why I'm mentioning this is not to put us off, but we need to be very careful when it comes to the rights of people. Another example is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only considerate with humans, he was extremely considerate to the person he used to meet on a regular basis, and that was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever eats from this certain tree, garlic or onion tree, then do not فَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدِ, do not come close to our masjids. Do not come close to our masjids. So once there was a meal and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was abstaining from such foods that had a foul smell. So the Sahaba next to him presumed and assumed that it is because probably this foul smell is haram, it is not allowed in Islam, so we should not eat from it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqarrabuha, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pushed the food towards them and said, eat from there. And then obviously the people had the objection that you're not eating, so why should we eat? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said very beautifully, فَإِنِّي أُنَاجِي مَنْ لَا تُنَاجِي, because I converse, I communicate with certain makhluk, with certain people, with certain beings who you do not communicate with. Meaning I communicate with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba are very sensitive, and the other angels are very sensitive. So if I have a slight bad odor coming from my mouth, I might cause inconvenience to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Look how considerate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. Another person that we are often neglectful is because our wives. Why? Because we're the man of the house. So however we enter the house, however we treat our wives, it's fine. Why? Because she's under me. She has to live with me. So she has no choice. So we often very neglectful with regards to the rights of our wives. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would go on journey, then because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had multiple wives, then it was not necessary for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to evenly distribute their journeys with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, in order to be completely fair with his wives, whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go on a journey, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would draw lots so that every wife had a fair chance to accompany him on his journey. And the reason behind this was the exact same thing that I'm mentioning again and again. So that no wife is inconvenienced that how come she had two goes? How come she had two chances to go and I never have any chance yet? So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely fair with all his wives, with all his students, with all, even his elders. Elders meaning those who are older than him in age. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the time of Badr, he was not a Muslim and he was from the enemy's camp. So when at the time of Badr, when the Muslims were victorious, then they captured captives, hostages, and from the hostages was Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. However, due to the war, Abbas radiallahu anhu did not have a kurta on, did not have a qamis on, did not have a shirt on. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that his uncle did not have a shirt on, so he might be inconvenienced. Abbas radiallahu anhu was on the enemy's side at this point in time, not on the Muslim side. So if he did not consider, was not considerate towards him, it was completely understandable. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went rushing around his sahaba, went rushing around his people to find a kurta that could fit Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he rushed around the whole camp trying to find one. But because Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a large physique, had a large upper body, so it was hard to find one. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam toiled in finding a kurta, a shirt that would fit Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so that my uncle is not caused any inconvenience. This is the manner of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now obviously, when you're going out into war, you're expecting that the enemy will attack you, so you will get hurt. However, when your close ones attack you, or when you're not expecting any inconvenience from someone who you know, and they inconvenience you, that hurts more. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking in Medina. Medina is a safe haven. A Muslim came and he grabbed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cloth. He grabbed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's upper garment and he pulled it so hard that Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when he pulled it so hard, the marks of the cloth were left. There was a massive mark on the cloth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the neck of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Of how hard he put it. And then when he came to talk, he said, "Murni min malin a'tahu Allahu lak," that give me that money which Allah has given you. Meaning you're hoarding this money. Oh Muhammad, you're just sitting, Allah's given you so much money, and you're just hoarding all this money, and I am a poor person, and you're not even giving me any money. The conduct was rude, the speech was rude. But what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's response? He smiled at him and he gave him money. Why? Because he might have been poor and he's struggling due to financial difficulties. So let me not burden him with any more inconvenience and let me give him his money. So my dear brothers, these few examples from the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrate that how particular Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in fulfilling the rights of every single person, every single human. And the main thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to do was not inconvenience anyone. This is why Islam has five branches. From the one branch of Islam is Mu'ashara. And the crux of Mu'ashara is do not cause inconvenience to anyone. So my dear brothers, the idea of a Seerah conference is that we take practical lessons from the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we implement it into our lives. So my dear brothers, the first thing that I want to mention is that learn who has a right over you. And you can only learn this when you sit with the ulama. What are the rights of the parents? What are the rights of a teacher? What are the rights of the masjid? What are the rights of your children? What are the rights of your guests? All these rights You need to learn. Just like how we know that there are five salah, Fajr is performed at that time, Asr is at that time, we need to also know the rights of every single person. What is the right of our teacher, our student, our brother, our sister, our uncle, all these rights you need to learn. So that we know whose rights to fulfill and whose rights to pay special attention to. And the next thing is that, my dear brothers, the second lesson that we learned is treat others the way you want to be treated. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That a person is not a true believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Whatever conduct you love for somebody else, then you, whatever conduct you love for yourself, you should conduct yourself in that manner with somebody else. This is the second point that we should learn. The third point, my dear brothers, is extreme caution, especially my young friends. Please pay attention to this. Wrapping up very quickly. Extreme caution should be with our parents. Because after the rights of Allah, that human who has the most rights upon us is our parents. No human has more rights on us than our parents. Not our sheikh, not our ustad, but our parents. They have the most rights upon us. So my dear young brothers, my dear young sisters who are listening, pay special attention to this. And the worst thing that we can do in our time is that we choose our friends over our parents. The parents demand something and our friends demand something, but we flock to the demands of our friends. Never do this, my dear brothers. It will never last. When it comes to the time of difficulty, your friends will leave you, but your parents will never leave you. When it comes to the time of difficulty, your friends will definitely leave you, but your parents will never leave you. And this is a long, lengthy topic which we do not have time. The third thing is that if you have ever inconvenienced someone, you backbited someone, you said some nasty, rude remarks to someone, apologize. You might feel that in apologizing to Maulana, in apologizing to Hafiz Yunus, in apologizing to Abu Bakr, I am the person delivering the speech. Abu Bakr is younger than me. I am delivering the speech. Shabazz is my student. I am delivering the speech. I am the teacher. Why should I apologize to him? You might feel a sense of disgrace, dishonor. But my dear brothers, even if you have this disgrace, what is this disgrace in comparison to the disgrace of the Akhirah? Because on the Akhirah, that same student of yours, that same younger brother of yours, will tell Allah Azza wa Jal that he did this to me. And such a person is regarded as a muflis on the day of Qiyamah, a pauper on the day of Qiyamah. So apologize, my dear brothers, whatever you have done, muster up the courage and apologize through text. Whichever way you find easy, apologize. And if it's with regards to your parents, apologize to your parents. The third thing, the last thing that we did, if we have wronged somebody and they are not forgiving us, then learn the beautiful sunnah dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni attakhidhu indaka ahdan lan tukhlifa wa innama ana bashar fa ayyama mu'min aadaytuhu aw shatamtuhu aw la'antuhu faj'alha lahu salatan wa zakatan wa qurbatan tuqarribuhu biha ilayk. That, oh Allah, I've made a pledge with you, and my pledge is that I will never violate the rights of Allah and the rights of fellow humans. وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. But I am a human, I make mistakes. So whichever mu'min I have wronged, I have inconvenienced, I have sworn at, I have cursed, then these wrongdoings, transform them into good deeds and give it to that person. Transform all my wrongdoings and give it to that person. Inshallah, we'll try to put this dua on the Masjid al-Hamza group so people can benefit from this dua. Read this dua. And if the person you have inconvenienced has passed away, you didn't have a good relationship with your father and your father has passed away now. Now how do you mend that relationship? Do isalu thawab, a great amount. Send reward to the deceased. Send a lot of reward to the deceased. Why? This inshallah will remove the negative effects of inconveniencing that person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyin ummil kareem.
Jazakallahu khairan to respected Imran Adam Sahib. Those very important pieces of advice. We have about 9 minutes left till Maghrib. Just before Maghrib Salah, I would like to call our respected Hafiz Mizan Sahab to come forward and deliver some poetry. Can I also just request those brothers and sisters who are still at home, please inshallah make their way to the masjid. After Maghrib we have the main segment of the program where we have our two main guest speakers, my respected Ustaz Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi Sahib from Darulum Lakhban, who will be attending, delivering a speech in Urdu, and our respected Mufti Saif al-Islam Sahib, who will be attending from Bradford to finalize the program. So inshallah, please do attend in the masjid, and also you can partake of the food as well. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Who's the muazzin here? If I take a few extra minutes, is that gonna, inshallah? I've been given the azan, so he might go longer. I'm just joking. So, how are you? Everyone okay? Inshallah. May Allah bless us all and reward us all for coming here today. And let us take in what the ulamas give us, inshallah, today and inculcate all the teachings into our lives, inshallah. I'm going to start off with a nasheed based on this topic today, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
There is no memory to me throughout the whole of history than the one who was sent as a guide, leading people from darkness to light. His message was simple and clear, that there is one God who we must fear, inviting people towards Allah. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. His name is Muhammad Mustafa.
If you know the lines with me together.
بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. He is the greatest man of all time. He came to teach the whole of mankind that we must worship only one Lord. Besides him, there is no other God. Islam is what he came to teach. To every corner of the world did he preach that we can all come together and pray to the one who provides us each day, to the one who provides us each day. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. He was a shelter for the orphans and poor. He is my only ticket for the heaven door. He confirmed all that was said before. Then the whole world do I love him more. I swear if I only had a chance to go back in time for one glance at the face of Muhammad al-Amin, I would wonder whether I've had a dream. I would wonder whether I've had a dream.
Say together, بلغ العلا بكماله
كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله ہمارے پیغمبر وہ ہادی ہمارے وہ نقش قدم ہے کہ روشن ستارے وہ رحمت خدا کی وہ نعمت سراپا وہ سایہ ہے ہم پر نہ تھا جن کا سایہ محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
وہ ہے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد نبی یوم معظم وہ ہے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ سلام محمد نبی یوم مکرم وہ ہے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نبی یوم مکرم وہ ہے نور مجسم کرم ہی کرم ہے الہی یہ تیرا اندھیروں میں بھیجا جو تو نے سویرا ہمیں نیکیوں کا ہے راستہ دکھایا گناہوں سے روکا خدا سے ملایا وہ ہے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد نبی یوم معظم وہ ہے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد نبی یوم مکرم وہ ہے نور مجسم نبی یوم مکرم وہ ہے نور مجسم Our prophet, our guide He cried for us day and night Praying for our guidance Yet we are heedless and blind We ask Allah to forgive us And to make us true believers To follow on the blessed way Of the last and final messenger وہ ہے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد نبی یوم معظم وہ ہے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد نبی یوم مکرم وہ ہے نور مجسم نبی یوم مکرم وہ ہے نور مجسم
جزاک اللہ خیر السلام علیکم
Exactly. Inshallah, adhan will be given straight after Maghrib Salah. Please can everyone continue to remain seated as the program will continue till Isha Salah. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول
Safed Musalman Lijiyega Sathi, please fill in the rows, ensure that all cups are filled. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام سمعنا واطعنا غفرانك ربنا واليك المصير برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين
ساتھی سنتوں سے فارغ ہو کر اپنے اپنے جگہوں میں تشریف رکھیے گا انشاءاللہ باقیہ نماز کے بعد حضرت مفتی صاحب کا اردو میں بیان ہوگا تو ساتھی ضرور اس میں شرکت فرمائیں اور عشاء تک ہمارے انشاءاللہ پروگرام مسلسل چلتی رہے گی اور عشاء نماز کے بعد انشاءاللہ کھانے کا بھی انتظام ہے ساتھیوں سے گزارش ہے ضرور اس میں بھی شرکت فرمائیں جزاکم اللہ خیرا